NCBA's Cattleman to Cattleman is a weekly hour-long show on RFD TV, and we focus on bringing people news about the beef cattle industry, news ranging from markets to hot topics that are occurring in Washington, D.C., to trying to do some features and profiles of some of the great cattlemen and cattlewomen across the country.
And obviously, there's no shortage of topics, especially when we talk about Washington, D.C. right now.
That's exactly right. In fact, I talked a little bit about that in my presentation today. I think whether you're talking about issues like waters of the United States and the government trying to regulate even the water off the brim of my hat to issues around dietary guidelines, we need a voice in Washington, D.C., and as cattlemen, we need to stay apprised and abreast of what folks in D.C. are doing that impact our livelihoods.
With your show, obviously, again, you cover so many different topics. Do some of your topics just come to you from, say, members out there from time to time?
You know, we do. We have sometimes that people actually recommend things. We also try to keep our ear to the ground as some of the hot topics that are occurring, you know, in the industry. One of the shows that I just thoroughly enjoyed last year, we did a show specifically on generational transfer and went to Texas at the R.A. Brown Ranch. Some good friends of mine that had just recently gone through that and turned over a fifth-generation ranch and created some opportunities. Just earlier this week, I was in South Texas, Victoria, Texas, with Bob McCann, last year's NCBA president, and we were doing a great show sponsored by Diagra Sciences about environmental stewardship and maximizing forage and in grazing land. So we try to figure out what really are on the tops of cattlemen's mind and try to present those shows in a timely manner that we're actually giving them information they can put to use.
And as you mentioned, marketing issues is one topic that seems to draw a lot of interest, doesn't it?
It draws a lot of interest. Although I will tell you that I've been wanting to go back a couple of years and see if any of our marketing analysts had predicted these record high prices. I'm not sure they had predicted they were going quite this high. So I don't know if we have all the insight, but yes, it's a hot topic and an important one, and actually a pretty good topic to talk about if you're own cattle today.
For somebody out there that's not seen Cattleman to Cattleman, where can they find it and when should they tune it in?
That's great, yes. We are on RFD TV, and that can be found typically through DirecTV or Dish Network. Different channels there. Our show airs on Tuesday nights, again on Wednesday mornings and Saturday mornings. And also, you can find it all the time at cattlemantocattleman.org. So you can just go online, and actually that's a nice way to pull up segments of our program. If you're interested in vaccination protocols or feed topics or exports, you can go up and plug the keyword in, and you can pull up all the vignettes that we've done on that over the last couple of years.
That was my very next question. They can go back and see previous ones you've run before.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful way to do it. One of the other areas that I would just really challenge people, we do day-in-the-life segments with cattle producers all across the country, and those are really neat, in-depth looks at family ranching and farming operations. And then also we do a series of environmental stewardship award programs that where we highlight the 7 regional winners of the Environmental Stewardship Award that really, really shows people what they can be doing in terms of grazing, waterways, wildlife management to become even more sustainable and to be good stewards of our land and resources.
Sounds like a good way for an individual cattleman to maybe pick up a few tips from somebody else out there.
Without a doubt. There's just lots of good opportunities in the comfort of your own home or your office to sit down and get to kind of tour around the country and see how other people are doing it. A lot of times it just stimulates ideas and creates new processes and methods that you say, hey, that'd work here in Kersey, Colorado as well.
So bottom line, folks need to tune in.
Absolutely. Please tune in to RFD's Cattleman to Cattleman, weekly one-hour show. And if you can't be around the TV at that point in time, find us at cattlemantocattleman.org.